You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey. All right, where were you born?
London, England.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going to
count that as being quite a ways east of Colorado.
Hello.
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 Military family?
No, my mom was a hippie traveling around Europe for 7 years. I just happened to be born there.
You just happened to, yeah, plop out there?
Hmm.
Look at that.
Pretty much.
Hippie mom.
I got questions. Yep. I got questions about your hippie mom. So was she... Should I not ask the questions?
Oh, no. She lived a very colorful life. She's still alive, but she, yes, lived a very colorful life.
Not as colorful today, though?
Well, you know, she's 75, so it's a little less colorful today.
She slowed down
a little bit. She lived many lifetimes when she was younger.
She's gone from the 48-pack of crayons to, like, the 12.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So those 7 years that she was just kind of traipsing around Europe with the same people, or did she just go on her own and just meet new people everywhere? Well, how did that work out?
Yeah, I mean, kind of she started off living and working on a kibbutz in Israel and hated that. She did that for a month, and then she moved to Crete and lived in the caves in Crete and made some friends, and then just proceeded to kind of live and work and travel and
just have
all
fun,
kinds
huh?
of adventures.
Wow, that's
over.
What a life!
Yeah,
yeah.
What now? Do you know who your dad is? I gotta ask. I mean, or was this just one of her cave experiences?
No, I do. She met him through his sister and brother-in-law. She was working on a military base in Germany, and so did the brother-in-law. And they were introduced, they became friends, and then lovers, and then there you go.
And there you are.
Did they stay together?
Yeah. No, they did not.
Okay.
They did not.
Yeah, all right.
But he was always my dad, and I would see him, and he's passed, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like the story. I like the story.
Many stories. Very cool.
So now here's an interesting question. Since your mom was kind of, had the wandering feet or whatever, are you the same way or do you just set down roots and stay somewhere?
I've set down more roots, but I do like to travel, not like she did. And I don't, you honestly, the way she did it, you can't do that anymore. It's just, you just can't.
It would be too dangerous?
Partly because, yeah, some of the places she traveled in are definitely more dangerous. Mm-hmm. And also just the work, like her working, you can't do that now. It's a lot more strict with being able to do that.
Are you talking about visas and things like that?
What?
Are you talking about work visas or something like that?
Yes.
How did she make her money traveling all those places?
Waitressing, working, mooched money from her parents when she needed to. She figured it out.
Survivor.
Yes, very much so.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to argue with you at all, but I would disagree. I would say certainly there are some places your mom went that probably be much more challenging today, but there are plenty of people doing exactly what you're talking about, and we hear from them from time to time. They have just ditched everything on their own, and they're just traveling the world, spending a month here, a month there, 2 months there. It does happen. I just think there are some places that might be a little bit more scary today than back then. But you can vagabond your way around the world just as easily. In fact, it may in some respects be a little bit easier because of the connection aspect online.
That's true.
Probably. I was going to say, then you have an Instagram account with this, and that's how you're making your money, and you document your entire journey, and staying with random people.
You're getting paid for it.
Yeah. You have a YouTube channel now while you're doing it, and here I am from a cave.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying about how you set down a little bit more roots. I was in a military family, so we moved a lot, and I have found that I have a bit of that wandering Jones to me where I want to pick up and go. Like, even for the 30-something years I lived in Denver, I moved 7 times in those 30 years around Denver.
And it's interesting. Even when we moved back and settled down, we still moved.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just in you.
So, yeah.
I like all that. This stuff is fascinating to me. Hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a real estate broker.
So you help people who are moving. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. It comes full circle. All right, you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I am ready.
All right, for people who are new to our show and they're wondering what Sarah's about to do here, we're going to assign her a topic. She will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of that topic. Are you a sports fan at all?
I am.
Okay, good. I'm looking for, in 10 seconds, five pro sports teams. So these can be NFL, NBA, National Hockey League, Major League Baseball. It doesn't matter. Five pro sports teams. The team names are birds. So five different pro sports teams that are birds.
Come on now.
10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Ravens, Seahawks, Cardinals, Hawks, and
no,
the Pelicans.
So well.
The Pelicans.
The Eagles.
Oh,
the Blue Jays.
Oh, there's so many, Sarah.
There's so many. I just couldn't think of that fit.
You did pretty good.
I thought you were going to do it, too, because you got four out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be right at the buzzer.
Man.
Darn it.
I really enjoyed talking to you, Sarah. I'm glad you called us.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yes, Sarah.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sounds to me like she and her mom have had cool lives.
I want more of her stories, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
So where were you born?
New York.
New York.
Start spreading the news.
Under a blanket of nasty smoke right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad. Do you have family out there right now?
No, my parents retired and moved to North Carolina. So I have some extended family, but not too many left there.
Okay. I got to tell you, man, North Carolina has become an extremely popular retirement area. I mean, extremely. Okay. So, are you from the city or just New York State?
I was born in Queens, grew up on Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island.
Forget about
it. Does it come out? How long were you there in your life? How many years?
I was there for 26 years.
It doesn't seem to come out in your voice too much. Do you fall back into it every once in a while?
When I've had a few drinks, it does. I am a teacher, and I teach a lot of phonics, and I've had to learn how to pronounce letter sounds, and I think that has mixed the accent.
Oh, that's funny.
You're probably right, but yet a couple cocktails, and we'll tell you all about it.
Can you fake it for us right now so we can hear your Long Island accent?
Oh, I'm really bad. Like, I can talk about my coffee, my hot coffee that I drink in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Really good.
Where do you teach?
I teach in Aurora, Clara Brown Entrepreneurial Academy.
Oh, that sounds really fancy.
The Entrepreneurial Academy.
That sounds classy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
How old are these students?
It's K through. It'll be K through 4 this year. We just opened last year.
Explain the entrepreneurial aspect of K through 4 to me. What does that mean?
It's just giving them skill sets. So it's teaching them to take risks and to just be creative and think outside the box. And
How does a kindergartner do that? How does a kindergartner take a risk?
I mean, it's just really about having them stay curious, ask questions, and dive right into whatever they're going to do. And
I'm not mad with that. That's a great, those are some great life lessons.
Yeah, yep. Huge. I mean, that's one of the keys, I think, for teaching young people anything is to keep them curious so that they don't stop learning when they graduate from high school or college. They become lifelong learners. And if you can keep them curious and ingrain that in them, but those are the kids who are going to like be the most successful, in my opinion, the ones who are always curious.
Yeah,
man, that's
absolutely
great.
Is this a private school?
No, it's public. Huh. It's a magnet school. It's public, yep.
What's a magnet school?
A magnet school is a school with a specialty. Like, sometimes we have gifted magnet schools. Mine's an entrepreneurial. There are, like, arts magnet schools. But they're still public. You just, there's an application process. Mine is literally just, you say you want to go, and then if there's a spot, you get a spot. Sometimes it's more intense. Yeah.
I have never heard that term before.
Very cool.
Now we know. Thank
you. Yeah.
Well, you're delightful. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys in the morning?
I am ready.
All right. For the two people who are still on hold, Barb and Meredith, even if Melissa gets this, don't hang up because we still want to talk to both of you. This one's kind of easy, Melissa.
Okay.
10 seconds. Although I might have just jinxed you. 10 seconds. Give us five Colorado towns that are north of Denver. Five Colorado towns north of Denver. Ready and go.
Fort Collins, Longmont, Boulder, Firestone, Erie. Was that five? Loveland.
I think the Loveland is what saved you because I was, even though Boulder is kind of northwest,
but yet it's still north.
It's northwest, but it is north.
Yeah, whatever.
We would have been kind of feeling uncomfortable about Boulder, but your Loveland secured it. You're a winner!
Well done.
And this is why we always tell people, never stop at five. Just keep going. Uh-huh. Just do as many as you can. I need to start reminding people of that bit more often, I think.
Good job.
We enjoyed our chat with you, Melissa. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So please hold on. Josh will come back, and he's going to tell you about that prize. Hey, Barb and Meredith stayed on the line.
Thank you.
I knew they were cool people. Where were you born, Barb?
Pensacola.
No.
Okay.
What brought you to Colorado?
Military. My dad retired.
All right. There you go.
Do you ever go back to Florida, or do you try to stay away?
No, it's always been my goal to go back, and my daughter moved there a year ago, so it's only a matter of time.
Make it happen. What's holding you back?
My parents are here.
Oh.
And they're 81, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to kind of stick around.
Stick around, yeah, heck yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what do you do for?
Got the most north town of Denver, which is Greeley, which is where I am.
Is that where you are?
Yeah.
How's the smell in Greeley today?
Smell of money? Great.
Yep, that's right. It's the old joke, right? That's money.
Good for you. Good for you.
What's your job? What do you do?
I do collections, billing.
For what? What industry?
Medical billing, collections.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It's a huge industry, man. We talk to so many medical billing people. But we all get damn medical. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You always have you're like recession proof. In the last month, I've gotten, I guess, two or three different medical things that come to. Oh, you had that office visit like 3 months ago. You still owe another $6.
Don't. We had to take that mole off you.
$6?
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot. It was like, yeah, you've got another $4.15 that you owe.
All okay, right. Here you go. Here's my card.
The 300 wasn't enough. Here's another four. Okay. What do you do for fun?
I like live entertainment. So plays, concerts, dinner theater. I mean, you name it, I'll do it. I'm in.
Okay.
Good for you.
Comedy.
Burlesque shows.
Ooh. Renaissance festival.
Drag shows, Renaissance shows. Yeah,
what's
you
the
name
best,
it. Live entertainment.
Best concert you've ever been to?
Ooh, Buffett by far.
Oh, really?
Parrothead,
it's an experience. It's an experience. Well, I have a very eclectic taste, but yeah, Buffett is a total experience.
I remember.
I take a week off for that.
A week? Wow. Just to recover?
The week of and then a few days after.
Oh, good for you. Wow. I remember many years ago taking, I don't know, like a dozen listeners on a trip to Vegas to see Jimmy Buffett.
Must have been in October.
I was the host and flew out there with like a dozen contest winners, and he was playing, I don't know, like the MGM Grand or something like that. And I got to say, I'm not the world's biggest, but I'm not a parrot head. I mean, I can take them or leave them. It's fine. But I got to say, it was quite the entertaining show and a lot of fun. I saw that he just fell down the other day on stage.
I was
going to
say, he was in the hospital like a couple weeks ago for something.
Was it from a fall, Jeremy?
They said it was an unnamed issue, but maybe it's come out. I don't know.
He says he's hoping to get back on stage soon. So,
yeah, he's had quite the life, you know. And I'm like you, Don. I mean, I like the music. I love the music. Don't get me wrong, but it's just the concerts are such an environment to be.
Yeah, they're events.
Yeah,
they're events. It's fun.
Yes.
If you don't mind, you know, having to step over piles of puke everywhere.
Oh my God.
I mean, Barb knows that's true. There's so much vomit at Jimmy Buffett concerts. It's insane.
Is everybody in like Hawaiian shirts and stuff, or a lot?
A lot of that. People show up in bathing suits and Hawaiian shirts and grass skirts, and it's pretty much
coconut
cups. Yeah,
coconut bras.
Yep.
It's the Woodstock of the new millennium, I guess.
Yes, like a traveling Woodstock.
Fine.
So let me ask you: have you read any of his books? Because you know he writes novels now too. Have you read his stuff?
I read one book years ago. Mm-hmm. I've been to the play, the play that he recently wrote for Broadway, or not recently, a couple of years ago. I mean, he's an entertainer. I like it.
Yeah, interesting cat.
So, good
for you. Listen, thank you so much for staying on the line and visiting with us. We hope you get back to Pensacola soon. And thank you for listening to your Boys in the Morning.
Love you guys.
Bye, Barb.
Love you back, Barb. We
Kisses.
Love you. We don't care who knows. And then Sweet Meredith has been holding. Meredith brings it home for us. Where were you born, Meredith?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
All right.
Do you get back very often or no?
I try to a couple times a year. This year I haven't. I made it home for about a month last year, though. Two different times.
I got to say, I've driven through Louisville, but I have never really spent any time there. One of our, one of our favorite people to ever work at the radio station, and he's been gone now for years and years and years, Mark Murdoch, he used to work at Mix 100. He moved to Louisville, and I did a Zoom call with him, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that, and he was just telling me that he loves it there. He says it's just a fun town.
I'd like to get out there and do that. Is it the Bourbon Trail where you hit it like 10 different distilleries? The Bourbon Trail. Yeah. Have you done that?
I've got a lot into Louisville now. I haven't just because, drinking and driving.
Well, they're, you do it responsibly.
You gotta get a bus. Yeah, so my family's gotten a bus, and unfortunately, I was living out here at the time. But they've gotten a bunch of distilleries in town now, down on Broadway and Nulu and a bunch of areas, so that's pretty awesome. And they've built up downtown a lot, but it's a great city. I love it. I definitely.
I'm gonna have to drive up. I'm not that far from it anymore. I want to drive up and just check it all out. Maybe I'll go see Murdoch and go to some of the distilleries and stuff like that. I was writing a piece for. I do a little fun fact and trivia snack mailer that I send out every week. And one of the pieces in there not long ago was about how bourbon is named after Bourbon County. And how the funny thing is, for years there were no more bourbon distilleries in Bourbon County, but now there's one. And it was just kind of funny how they all went elsewhere, and so Bourbon County did not have a bourbon manufacturer. I want to go. Did you go to school there? Were you a Cardinal?
Oh, no. I went to Western Kentucky University down in Bowling Green, just about 45 minutes north of Nashville. So I'm a Hilltopper.
I want to go to Bowling Green. That's where the National Corvette Museum is.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm dying to go down there.
Why did they place it there?
I don't know the backstory, but I want to go check it out.
I worked there a few years ago. My cousin worked there.
Did you see all the cars that fell into the sinkhole there?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
wild. Yeah, actually, Mellow Mushroom, they had every Sunday the Corvette group club would come in. So there'd be like 50 Corvettes come in and go party.
I've owned a couple Corvettes, and one of the cool things you can do is you can actually go on and order your vet or whatever. Instead of having it delivered here to Colorado, you can have it ordered and sent to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and you can go to the actual Corvette factory and museum out there and pick it up there. And
that's
I guess
cool.
It's like quite the experience.
Jerry, you need to go.
I know. I need to get a new vet.
Get your butt out there.
It's really neat. And the sinkhole, like a few years ago, within the actual museum, a sinkhole opened up and a bunch of the cars inside fell into the sinkhole.
That's like...
Yeah, they just like glass over it and made it at a monument.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's like the gates of hell opened up.
I know. It's like the Dodge people must have, planted something there.
It's like hell was saying,
you drive too fast.
Corvettes don't belong in Bowling Green.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
That's funny. What do you do for a living?
I'm an event designer for a catering company.
Ooh. What's the big event you got coming up?
I have a law firm summer associates gathering this afternoon.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
What are they ordering?
We're a lot of corporate stuff. Just like a barbecue dinner, and then they have a live crepe action station for dessert.
A crepe action station?
Yeah, so we'll make crepes in front of them and build them for them, whatever they want.
That sounds expensive.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. Do you bring home a lot of food?
I used to. I worked for this company for about 6 years, and I used to be the manager on site at all the parties, and at that point I did. But now, as an event designer, I just go to the events and set up and then leave, so I don't get as much, but, moving up the ladder. So.
Yeah, you might take a couple crepes with you on your way out, and you're like, have fun.
Exactly.
Have fun, nerds.
But yeah, but I called because I was listening to the first lady about traveling, and I was a big traveler before I moved out here, and you can definitely still travel very easily and very cheaply these days.
Yeah.
So I don't want her to deter anyone from traveling.
I'm with you on that. And that's why I told her I didn't want to take issue with what she was saying, but I don't like to tell people that they need to be afraid of traveling or that you just can't do that stuff anymore. There are some restrictions in some places, but for the most part, man, that wandering spirit is still alive and well for a lot of people.
It's great. I mean, I moved out here specifically because you can't, the mountains, and you can't wander by yourself in the mountains in South America. So I ended up moving here for that. But I mean, there's different programs that you volunteer and work in exchange for a place to live and free food. And you can do that all up and down Central and South America, through Europe, Southeast Asia. And then there's things, at least in Central and South America, called the Gringo Trail. So everyone's on the same pathway. So you might break up, and go somewhere else for another month and then meet up. I ran into one of my friends walking down the street 2 months later.
Isn't that hilarious?
Wow, that's
funny.
Crazy. What a life.
The Gringo Trail.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, Meredith, we got to run. You have been absolutely delightful to talk to. Thank you for calling and spending your time with us.
Yeah, I love listening to our show. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, have a good
day. All right,
day.
Meredith. Be well.
All right, you too.
Bye.